As Chris mentioned, Henry Paulson made a big shift today. Another detail on that. Paulson is now saying that the next $350 billion, that part of the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP, will not go to buy bad home loans from banks, but to give money directly to them to do whatever they need. But what happened to the first part of that money, the first part of the $700 billion bailout? What exactly are taxpayers getting for it? I put that question to Henry Blodgett, the CEO of the financial news site ClusterStock.com.
I think it's just incredibly boneheaded that there is any attempt to not reveal absolutely everything that's going on, because there's such just potential for, if not impropriety or corruption, at least the appearance of that. So I don't understand why the Fed isn't being more forthcoming. But if you look at the actual TARP program, that's the Treasury. They've taken the $700 billion, and of that, they have already allocated about $290 billion. $125 billion went to the nine huge banks that basically had the capital shoved down their throat. And then another 125 effectively went to a lot of other banks that signed up quickly. And then $40 billion has gone to AIG. So there's really only $60 billion of that first tranche left. And then Hank Paulson will have to go to Congress and say, okay, please give me the next $350 billion.
And so what were the conditions under which that first tranche was paid out? In other words, what do we know about what happened with that money?
Well, what we know is that the way it was originally sold to the public and to Congress was this will enable the banks to lend again, and so we need to give them money. And really within minutes of the plan being announced, you had a lot of the major bank CEOs like Merrill's John Thain come out and say, look, we've got more important priorities, which is basically saving our firms. And then over the next few days, you had other executives come out and say, well, the good news is we didn't really need the capital, and now we have it, and now we can use it to buy other weaker companies. And basically, most of the banks who initially received it were saying, we're not going to use it to lend. We have other things to do with it, and we're certainly going to hoard it for a rainy day. So right away, you had the original purpose of the bailout basically detonated. And so I think when Hank Paulson testifies, obviously, he's going to be very much on the defensive, because not only has the original plan for the TARP, which was originally to buy trash assets, has now completely changed, but the banks have all come out and said, look, we're not going to use it to lend. And there's outrage about that. And there's outrage about the fact that the government was effectively playing God and deciding which banks should get it and which shouldn't, and so forth. So it really has become a mess.
Yeah. And Bloomberg, I read, has filed a federal lawsuit actually seeking some disclosure.
That's right. That's the part of it that just doesn't make sense, is effectively, as I understand it, the Federal Reserve is not publishing or releasing enough detail in terms of which banks have been lent money. Those are details that you would think the public would be immediately entitled to and are very important in a bailout like this, where the entire country is being asked to pony up to save the financial system. So again, there should be nothing to hide here. And the idea that you wouldn't go out of your way to be incredibly transparent is just confusing.
Well, what about the argument put forth by the banks, by some of the big banks, and in fact by someone like Barney Frank, a Democratic chair of the House Financial Services Committee, that by revealing all this information, it would actually cause widespread financial panic and cause a run on the banks and the bank's stock?
I think that's ridiculous in that you're, again, asking the public to step up and bail out the financial system. And right now, the outrage toward Wall Street and toward the whole bailout and everything is just really boiling over. I just don't understand how you can't have a policy where the books are completely open. I think at this point, the way to sanitize everything and start to rebuild confidence, and it's going to be difficult, is just for everybody to open up and say, look, here is where we are. Here are the assets that are still on our books. None of that stuff tends to panic people. There's a lot of bad news there, but people are smart enough to realize that if they're not being told something, it's probably because the news is bad. And I think once you just get it all out there, it would help quite a bit.
Henry, always great to talk to you.
You too. Thank you so much for having me.
Henry Blodgett is the CEO of the financial news site ClusterStock.com.